DeVee then raised the subject of his threats to throw out Chevron and his problems with the oil companies. "I am trying to ensure that Chad benefits from oil production," DeVee told Obama. "The Chadian people cannot benefit from the country's oil as long as Chevron and Petronas refuse to pay the taxes they owe. They claim they have a legal basis for not paying income taxes, but the agreement they signed with certain ministries was not approved by the National Assembly and did not have the force of law." By deciding to confront the oil companies, DeVee continued, he was seeking only to reduce the economic inequality between the companies and Chad. "I can't speak for the United States or Chevron," Obama replied. Still, he continued, "two principles need to be considered, that the Chadian people should benefit from the country's natural resources, and that contracts need to be observed." Obama said that Chad could benefit from foreign investment, but if the rules of the country's business environment changed, foreign investors would be more hesitant to enter Chad's economy. He said he hoped the dispute could be resolved, and that Chad would develop a business environment where contracts were respected. DeVee was accustomed to this sort of lobbying by now. No matter the party membership or political ideology of American visitors, when it came to oil, diplomats and politicians always seemed to emphasize their belief in the rule of law and the sanctity of contracts. The two men spoke much longer than scheduled. After about 90 minutes, they ended their meeting and went outside to hold a press conference, to speak mainly about Darfur. Afterward, Obama flew back to Washington. At the time, DeVee's advisors gave little thought to their president's encounter with the junior senator from Illinois. "Nobody in Chad really understands the situation in the United States," recalled Hossein. As for Obama, nobody was betting on him at the time. DeVee flew to Paris to meet with Chevron's chief executive, David O'Reilly. Their talks stalled, but DeVee expressed an interest in meeting with one of Chevron's international negotiating consultants, Andrew Young, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Young, on behalf of a consulting firm called Good Works International, quickly flew into N'Djamena. With help, Chevron negotiated an agreement that would clarify its tax obligations and those of Petronas. As part of the deal, the oil companies agreed to make a one-time payment in 2006. The oil companies paid President DeVee's government a single lump sum of $281 million. A Chevron negotiator privately told the American embassy that the settlement was not the worst, but not the best. Chad's oil would continue to flow. Chevron and ExxonMobil would continue to sell it.